Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Hi, and welcome to the show. I am recording this during the time of COVID-19, when we're on lockdown, when we're in quarantine, and everything around us seems to be falling apart. The world seems to be falling apart. We're left feeling so uncertain. We're left sitting in the discomfort. We don't know when this is going to end. We don't know what it's going to look like when it's going to end. And I hear lots of people saying, I just can't wait for life to get back to normal. And I want to really challenge you here and talk about this today on the show. What is normal? What was normal? How do we define normal? And, you know, at times like this, when our status quo has been upended, unrooted, shaken to the core, it leaves us feeling incredibly vulnerable. And it's an interesting place to find ourselves. I use the word interesting because some people would not describe it as interesting. Some people would describe it as darn right terrifying. They hate it. They don't want to be there. Others, there's a few people who are saying, this is it. I accept it. Bring it on. I see the good in it. I swing to more the latter. And I am very fortunate that as I'm recording this, I still have work, I can pay the bills, and there's many people that are in dire circumstances as a result of everything that's happened. And for them, I am compassionate and sympathetic, and I'm not belittling any of the gravity of this situation in any way with what I'm going to say. But there is always the calm deep down, despite what's going on in our external reality. It could be turbulent. It's like hurricanes. Now, I don't live in hurricane country, but I know that there is a thing defined as the eye of the storm, that right in the eye of the storm is complete tranquility. There are winds gusting around that spot at hundreds of miles per hour, but right in the middle, there is peace, there's quiet, there's stillness. You know, the calm before the storm. The storm hits, and then there's that moment of calm, and the storm hits again. So if we look at that and look at ourselves, we have to, I believe that we have this eye of the storm within us, our true essence, our spirit, that cannot be undermined by outer turbulence, by things that are not going to plan in our current reality, like now. Nobody's lives are going to plan. But if we don't believe that there's part of us that is untarnished by this, uprooted, not that it's so firm and solid within us, this calm, tranquil space that is our true essence, our spirit. If we can believe that, then we will always have this that we can access in times where life is stormy and life is disrupted, just like we're seeing now. And it's almost like looking at it like we look at the sun. And I've used this, or looking at blue sky, and I've used this analogy in some of my MOMs, my meditation on Mondays, where I've said that, you know, on grey, cloudy days, you look up to the sky and everything just seems so gloomy and bleak and white and grey and not bright, that almost like the light's gone out because the sun's not there. And yet, on the days where we've ever been on an airplane and we've taken off in the rain and the wind into the cloud, you suddenly pop out of that grey and white into this blue magnificence, into this infinite space that exists beyond the clouds. And the clouds obscure the sun, just like this turbulence obscures your essence. But your essence is always there. The sun's always there. The clouds might come. They might sit around for a while. The wind comes. But it doesn't matter what's there on the outside. On the inside, there's always that light. And if we can cling to that light and know that that light is there, that peace, that space, that buffer, our essence, our spirit, that we can't put that light out. It's always there. And if we can really cling to that and remember that this is there regardless of what's going on in our external reality, when our external lives begin to come back to what we thought is normal or normal should be like, we can see that regardless of what the normal should be like, this piece of us is always there. And you know, I know that Madison Taylor, who writes a lot for the Daily Ohm, she talks about this a lot, saying that she says it's like coming home, is knowing that our true home, I often say our true north, our North Star, is that bright light that is shining within our core, and that nothing but nothing can put it out. So even if you relate that into your parenting, on the days where on the outside things just don't seem to be going so well, the kids are whining right now, they're at home all day, every day, they're dying to get out, they're on their phones all the time, it's enough to make us go insane. But if we lose touch and lose sight of the light that is within us, then our external reality will be much harder to face, much harder to grin and bear. Whereas if we can really tap into that, to our core, to our essence, to our spirit of who it is we really are, then nothing on the outside can dent that. Your kids whining can't dent it. So it is so, so important for us to honor that light, to honor that spirit, to honor that essence, and make sure that we feed it, that we give it what it needs, and that we know that only we can give that to ourselves. Other people can't give it to us. They can on a superficial level, but on a deep level, we can only give that to ourselves. You know, if you're thinking, what does she mean? What do you mean here? Look at validation and appreciation. That someone else could tell you that you're a great mum, that you can do it. 100 people could tell you that. But if you don't believe it within that you are and you have what it takes, it doesn't matter that 100 people tell you, because it actually doesn't really mean anything to you. The shift happens when you are grateful and appreciative for who it is you are. And I believe we can all be grateful and appreciative for that core piece of us, that piece of us that no one can take away from us. So if we validate ourselves for that, appreciate ourselves for that, then it doesn't matter whether other people on the outside, whether our kids don't show their gratitude for us, whether we don't think they're appreciative of all we do. If we are appreciative of all we do, then that fills us up, that meets our needs. And then when people on the outside aren't, our cup's full. We've filled our cup. So the core of our being is not affected by all the things in our external reality. Our core is our core. It remains the same. It remains unscathed, untouched, unaffected, deep, deep within us. It's consistent, it's there. And sometimes, like now, We lose sight of that and we don't believe that piece of us is accessible anymore. So I'm going to ask you to really think about this. Really look at who it is you are and all that you are and all that you can bring and all that you can give. And when you come from this space and you are parenting in these unprecedented times, in these times of uncertainty where we don't know, come back to that your North Star, your own light. In this present moment, that light is shining bright right now. Now, you, the next moment, something outside might dim its light a bit, or you might think it's dimming your light, but it's not. Your light will never dim. It cannot be dimmed. So really look at how you can believe in that light, keep your light there, expand that light, and trust that you have all that it takes to get through this moment and the next moment and the next moment. Try and take your eye off the end. We don't know when the end's going to be, the end of this quarantine. We don't know when it's going to be. So come back to this moment and today. Because in this moment, you're okay. Yes, things might be falling around you, but you're okay. Your spirit's okay. Trust in that and it will help you realize that it doesn't matter if it's a shit show on the outside. On the inside, you're strong. And just stay in the moment. Stay in each day. Take each day. Take each moment. And bring the end to the end of this moment rather than the end of quarantine, the end of COVID. Who knows? It might never end. We don't know. But if we sit in that don't know and worry about when it's going to end, we're going to ruin this moment and come out of our joy in this moment and allow this moment to our light to be dimmed, our core to be cut. So what can you do to really step into that, to really solidify your belief in that? Sure, this is my belief. Absolutely, you don't have to believe it. But I believe in it so strongly and I know how it's helping me through these times and through any time where there's uncertainty. And let's face it, the only certain in life is change. It's the only thing that is the only constant in life is change. We don't know how it's going to change. So if we can embrace that and know that whatever else can change on the outside, but this piece of me will never change. It helps me show up with more certainty and with more comfort in the uncertainty and in the whole change process. So I'm going to leave it at that for today. I hope I have made you think about things, challenged your thought process about life, about quarantine, about this moment, about the next moment. And it's Friday here when I'm recording this. So I'm wishing you all a wonderful day wherever you are and a wonderful weekend if you listen to this on a Friday. And I look forward to being with you all soon. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.